Okay, I think we'll start. Welcome to the California Library Users of America. This is Jerry Arakawa, your president, and we have a number of things that we want to get done today. We have, I believe, only one microphone, correct?
No, we have two.
Oh, we have two? Oh, okay. A couple of things that I want to move forward. We want to get a number of things done, as I said earlier. We certainly want to have elections for this year. And just to plant a seed in your mind, we are going to be electing officers for president, for secretary, and one board position, which is currently held by Nancy Unger. Okay, so think of running for any or all of those three offices, if you like. So we'll proceed with that shortly. A couple of logistical things that I want to go over with you. I'm waiting for Peter Pardini to come, and hopefully he'll have a treasurer's report. He's usually down in the or upstairs in this case, up in the exhibit room. But we'll see. Last time he came in, right in the nick of time, really, and gave his treasurer's report. And unfortunately, we don't have minutes this morning. We had our secretary Debbie Berry was not able to come to the convention this year. So she was trying to get minutes to me in a number of different formats, but unfortunately, none of those formats succeeded for one reason or another. So we don't have them, and I'll try to get minutes, which we'll probably be able to read for the next at our next meeting in the spring. In any case, they're here, they're done, but they're not here. Put it that way, okay? So we have today. We're very fortunate. We have our lunch speaker, who is Louise Zimmerman. She's a librarian. I'm not sure if she's the head librarian, but she's a librarian at San Diego Braille Institute. And she will talk to us about what's happening at BIA of San Diego, and will talk to us a little bit about how the BARD, the download project, is working and what they're doing, what areas they're really pushing and what things they're not doing. Because they're not doing some of the stuff I think that LRL is doing, but they're doing other projects. So she'll talk a little bit about that. And Rob Turner is going to talk to us at lunch about Bookshare. Give us some announcements and reminders concerning the Bookshare program. Steve Fort will talk to us, make a presentation on the Braille Challenge. So we have a pretty packed agenda for lunch. And what I'm going to, what we'll do is to, I wonder if we could introduce people. Let's see who's around, and after that I want to talk a little bit about membership. So let's start at the head table and quickly go around and then kind of move back. As I said, I'm Jerry Arakawa, and to my left is
Rob Turner,
Mike Keithley,
Nancy Unger Kalu, a board member. Sorry, I talked in the wrong end of the microphone.
Katherine Johnson, Colorado. Linda O'Neill.
Cindy Kaler, San Diego.
Gloria Broderick, Pasadena.
Sam Doherty, San Francisco.
Pam Loveland from Oak, California, near the Destin.
Linda Amati, and I'm also from Oakdale near Modesto.
Susan Hyatt, San Jose.
Katrina McCurdy, San Leandro, California.
Sean Ross, Bakersfield.
Judy Wilkinson, San Leandro.
Pamela Metz, San Gabriel.
Ann Kaiser, Sacramento.
Okay, that concludes our roll call here. Welcome to all of you. It's great to have so many folks here with us. Okay. Yeah, if someone back there could close the door, that's great. Thank you. Okay, and added to that, this microphone is kind of directional and weak, so one has to talk right into it, so I'm going to make every effort to do that. Couple of words about membership, and I'm going to, if Peter doesn't show up, I'll read the last information we had at the previous meeting, as far as our balance and so forth. Dues are now accepted and payable for the coming year for California Library users. The dues are $20 a year, and 12 of that goes to the national board, to LUA, and the remainder comes to us. So we certainly welcome any and all dues, donations, offerings, whatever you want to donate to us. But dues now for the 2011. Nope. There we go. It's cutting out here. Okay. Yes. Yes. Yeah, okay. You know, let me give you some history about this. We've had, up to now, members have paid to the national office, to Adam Rushable, who's the treasurer at, and so we had lost track of a California Library users roster, because the rosters were sent to us periodically. What members should be getting once they pay their dues, it's registered at the national office. That is to say, the information is given to the national treasurer, to Adam Rushable, and he sends out a roster of paid members. And with that, you are put on the list to get the LUA Legend, which is the magazine, the periodic magazine that the National puts out. And so that's one way you know if you've gotten, if you're a paying member. Now, I don't know about the rest of you. I haven't received a Legend in quite some time. So, yeah. Is it twice a year? Okay. So, Well, that's a very good question, because what I will do, and I will contact Adam Rushable and I'd ask him for a current up to date roster, and I hadn't received anything yet. So what I will do, I'll contact him and ask him to send something by the end of next week, and we'll take down everybody's address, either email or actual address, and we'll send something, probably I'll do it. We'll send it to you either via whatever address we have, either via email or snail mail indicating that you are a your membership is still good. If you pay today, I will indicate that you have paid today and that your membership is solvent for 2011, because that is a real concern. I think you're absolutely right, Judy, that we should have some, there should be accounting for people who do pay. Oh, yeah, and I think it's certainly. Right. Yeah, and
we can get information straight from here instead of having to go away from it from national. So like so if you would send or say, okay, your membership was paid on the local level, and we're going to send a certain amount to the state, to the national.
Well, I can yeah, I can do that. The reason I haven't done it up to now is because the LUA, the roster has really been governed by the national office. But if they're not really providing us with current information, that's not going to work. So what we'll do, yeah, I think what we'll do is to send information from either myself or Peter, and we'll get that out to you as soon as. If I don't hear by the end of next week from Adam, I will make sure that either I or Peter sends that to you, because I think that's absolutely right. I don't. Yes.
If we pay now, that's our 20th.
Correct. Well, in Peter's absence, if he's not here, I'll do it. And I'll as I've done before, I write all the information down. Your phone number, address, email, and snail mail. And yeah, it's $20 per year. We can no, I don't have. Unfortunately, it's just cash or check. Yeah. Yes.
I think in the past, LUA has been pretty much dictated by the national organization, and the state didn't do much. I don't think we had a newsletter, but if you want to grow as an affiliate, I would say it's up to the members to say, hey, we want to start having some of these things. So I think maybe it's probably good to decide what do you want for this organization to be?
Yes. Well, Lee, actually, we... In years past, that issue has come up. When I first became president, we talked a lot about what our relationship should be with the national organization. You should know that California Library Users is probably the only active associated affiliate with the national. Texas was active. I don't know if they're active any longer. I'd heard that Missouri was, and I'm not sure if they're active any longer. And that's not to cast any aspersions on the national organization. If you go to the convention, you know that they put on a pretty extensive program every year. But the state involvement with LUA has been, I think, pretty marginal. And it was decided at that time, and I don't, no, we should have this discussion today, but this is certainly something for the very near future. The issue I think we as a membership have to decide is whether we want to continue to affiliate with the national, and whether we want to have local activities, as Lee suggested, something like whether it's a newsletter, whether it's just informational, whether it's a listserv for those people who have computers or some type of activity at the state level. So, these are ideas that I think we should really start thinking about for the spring convention and start throwing around, even to the extent of raising that issue again, if that's the membership interest, raise that issue whether the California Library users should continue to affiliate with the national. And I'm not taking a position one way or the other on it, but for those of you who don't have a history with the organization, this issue has been raised before. But I think that those are topics that we really need to hash out coming year. And by the way, Judy, I think your issue and it's obviously echoed by other members in the organization. I don't feel put on the spot at all. I do believe that we need to have more accounting at the, you know, as far as who's paid, what's happening with their money, whether they're members in good standing, and if you know we're not going to find that out on a regular basis from the national, we need it ourselves. So I agree with you. Okay, so I'll certainly make keep pushing that, and we'll as I said, by the end of next week I will have contacted Adam, and we'll see what we have for the roster.
That I was thinking of other state affiliates that are part of the of other national special interest groups. National, like where you send your dues to national and they send the dues back to other organizations. You send your dues to the state and they send the national part to them. And that's why they don't have the clubs. They don't have the same interest groups. And we need to start to do that. I'm not saying whether or not we need to
Yeah. Okay. That's you know, that's a very good point, and we there's no reason why I feel there's no reason why we cannot do that, one way or the other. This kind of loose affiliation, kind of monetary affiliation, has got to stop. If you're getting dollars that many of us can ill afford to pay, we ought to know that that money is recorded, and that members are duly noted as legitimate members. I agree with you. So, yeah, we'll have to look at that. And I think from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, Gloria, I believe that with the state affiliate, we have quite a lot of discretion. That we can do these. You know, we can just tell the treasurer or the president that, you know, we'd like to change the structure of how we control our roster and how we send dues to the national. Okay, very good. Yeah, well, we will certainly have discussions with Peter about that, because that's something that we have to tighten up for sure. And, but it's also a state issue, because you know both the president and the treasurer have to monitor this carefully. I think I'm glad this issue has come up, because it points out something that we really need to be on top of, because everyone wants to make sure, obviously, that when you pay your money you're getting something for it. So. And speaking of, since Peter isn't here, I will tell you that our the last report that Peter gave us in April of last year was the our balance as of April was $514, and that's what was in our treasury, and I don't know if that's changed or increased, but that last information got from him. Now, he may show up if he can break loose from the exhibit hall and give us current information, but that's the last I have. Okay. So now we I really don't want to run short of time for our elections, and it's about close to 25 after, so I want to make sure we get these done. We're going to be I'd like to, unless there are other issues that the membership wants to bring up, either on what we've just discussed or on other issues, I'd like to proceed with elections. Okay. And as I said earlier, the election, the offices for which we will elect are president, secretary, and one member at large for the board. Now, before we proceed with the elections, I want to make a quick personal announcement that I have chosen not to seek a third term for president. I'll still be on the board as past president, but I'm having I have a lot of work commitments and other issues with as many of you know that the I work with the Department of Rehabilitation, and Department of Rehab is in the midst of some very very significant structural changes, some of which I can talk about, most of which we cannot because we don't even know ourselves, but we expect that in a few months the department will have slightly different structure. I mean, it's going to be more internal than anything else. Service should be the same, but the structure is going to be slightly different. So I anticipate that's going to take a lot of my time. I still intend to be involved with California Library Users, and I will be on the board as the immediate past president, but I've thoroughly enjoyed the 4 years I've served as your president. You know, I think the organization has done some great things. You know, we've our lunch in consort with BRLC is one of the most popular lunches in at Tension, and I'm really pleased about that. You've come up with some great ideas and great implementation. We are looking to, in conjunction with what we've talked about today, we've come up with some real structural change that I think is going to change the organization for the better. And I'm really pleased that we're moving in that direction as well. So I'm very very pleased with the time I've had here. I know there's many things I could have done better, but that's part of any office. But I've thoroughly enjoyed serving as your president. It's been a great organization. I continue to support it and will. But I don't feel that I can do the job that this organization deserves as your president in the next 2 years. So with that, I want to certainly make that invite anybody who wants to run for president be available. And I wonder if anyone, because I have no intention to run, if anyone has any objection for my running the nominations, fielding nominations for president. Okay. Therefore, nominations are now open for the office of president. Yes. Okay, the name of Judy Wilkinson has been presented in nomination. Are there any other nominations? No, not for nominations. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Okay, congratulations, Judy. All right, Judy. You want to say a few words?
I thank the membership from my heart
I'm looking forward to serving as your president. I have a lot of ideas about how we should move forward. I'd like to... Everybody in this organization is a reader. Most of us are library users. We ought to have every member of this organization as affiliate. And I'm going to look forward to presenting ideas to the board and to the membership for how to move ahead, for us to have active things to do. We talked about last meeting about a list, about a phone serve for people who want to talk about pursue. Everybody hear me? So I'm very pleased, but I want, before we move on, for us to all to give a huge hand to Jerry for the work he has done. Thank you very much.
Yeah. 4 years, but boy, it's been so wonderful, so enjoyable. And also something, just as a note of personal prerogative, I literally almost stumbled into the office of president prior to my being elected. I had very, very limited involvement with Kahlua. And, I'm a reader, an avid reader like all of us. And I've grown, I've gotten to really love this organization. Judy's absolutely right. Everybody who is in CCB should be a member of this organization, I think, of this affiliate. But that's a work in progress. Okay, we are now available to accept nomination to the office of secretary. Debbie Berry is a current secretary. She's not here, as you know. And she indicated that if someone wanted to nominate her, she would accept. However, she knows she's not here, so she knew she wasn't going to make it. So she was prepared to go either. So let us open nominations for the office of secretary. It's a dark and lonely job, but someone's got to do it. I'm gonna try to reconstruct this. I can't hold a mic and write Braille at the same time. So, all right. Okay. I've done secretarial work before. For local chapters, many of you have, and I will say that the yes. Okay, then the name of Ann Kaiser has been placed in nomination. Are there any other nominations? Are there any? She'll have to be dragged kicking and screaming to the board meetings. Are there any other nominations? For the final time, are there any other nominations? Okay, Ann Kaiser, you are Kahlua's new secretary. Okay. Any words of wisdom or recording you want to say to us?
Proud to be an integral part of it, and here we got a mic up the nose, and I will do my best to get the minutes to everyone as quickly and efficiently as possible, and I'll of course find out what medium people like, what they want. But thank you for your vote of confidence.
How convenient that. You had your Victor Reader with you in recording this. All right. Okay. And we have one final office to fill, and that is a member at large, currently held by Nancy Unger. It's a 2-year board term, elected every even year. So We will open the floor for nominations. Yes. Okay. The name of Linda O'Neill has been placed in nomination for our board position. Are there any other nominations?
Uh-oh.
Okay, we had a flurry of activity there. Linda declined, and Rob Turner has nominated Nancy Unger to continue as a board member. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? And for the final time, are there any other nominations? Yes. Okay, Pam Metz. Okay. Okay, so we have the name of Pam Metz as proposed for board seat. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Finally, are there any other nominations? Okay. Okay. It's been moved and seconded that all the nominations be closed. All in favor? Okay, so we have the names of Nancy Unger and Pam Metz. well, do either of you want to say anything? We haven't really we don't prohibit it, but if any of you either of you would like to say anything, would you like? Let's do that for a couple of minutes. Nancy, would you like to say a couple of words about? The board position that you're seeking?
I just want to say that I really enjoy, I mean, wasn't the last meeting, but I don't mind. First, I wasn't going to serve. I know, and if I can serve, I will. I love to read. I love talking to people about ways of reading, you know, the refreshable Braille, talking books, you know, the different ways of reading books. I don't know. I just like to help people learn to love to read, you know. And that's all I don't want to say too much more. Thank you. Pam's a good person, too, and thank you very much.
Well, hello. Well, thank you. I appreciate the nomination. I think reading, besides my husband, is my second passion. If it goes by how many books I have, he might lose. But he doesn't. But I have been a book hound since I was a kid, and I think I have a lot of ideas I would love to just see us do as far as getting more people involved with this affiliate.
Okay. We have a great person who's going to help us with the vote, and let me, we'll do a quick bit of instruction. We will announce the names in alphabetical order. So Pam will be first, and then Nancy. We will ask everyone who, don't do it yet, but first I'm going to ask for a show of hands for Pam, and then a show of hands for Nancy. And I'd like the person who's tallying the vote to count each one, not announce them at all. Just keep them in your hand. And then after the vote is finished, then the person will tell me what the count is. We will declare the winner. Okay? Okay. So first, so remember, please don't speak the number out. Just remember it. So first, all in favor of Pam Metz, please raise your hand. Okay. Very good. All in favor of Nancy Unger, please raise your hand. Okay, and we'll hold on. Okay, we have a winner, and congratulations to Pam Metz.
Squeezed out of that.
Okay, and so we have our newly constituted board. Just for a quick reminder, for the board, we have We have Jude Wilkinson as our esteemed president. Pat Wolf is the vice president. Ann Kaiser is secretary. Peter Pardini is treasurer. Board seat number one is Connie Bateman. Board seat number two, Pam Metz. Jerry Arakawa as past president. And those are your set board members. Okay. Next year, we will have the elections for a treasurer and vice president and the other board seat. Okay? So now... Yes. And actually, and Judy, I'm going to give, well, I'll certainly talk to you about, I'll give you a call during the next few days, because I want to give you a copy of the Constitution and a roster. And that's another thing I almost forgot to mention. You know, the membership did a great job in the last 4 years coming up with a revised current Constitution. We made some changes and some of them have been reflected today in our election process. So we've done some really good things, I think, and we will we'll talk and the officers, as per our Constitution, take charge at the end of this meeting. So Judy is in the next few minutes after this will be your new esteemed president. That's it. Okay. So what we'll do. We're about ready to wrap things up. Does anyone have? I'd like to be available to collect dues and take down names and addresses and so forth. And I will, you know, as my last official act of president, I will make sure it's the last thing I do to talk to Adam and make sure that everyone is notified of their membership. Okay, so. We will definitely get that done. Meeting is officially adjourned.